Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to AI Audible, the new narrated article podcast from the Anfield Index podcast channel. Can the Liverpool defence be perfect for 5 weeks? By Trevor Downey. Most of this week was spent waiting on some very significant news. It's a peculiar form of existence, waiting. Obviously, one has to press on with the mundanity of daily existence, but always with an awareness that if the news is unfavourable, then the time doing those routine things would have been infinitely better spent running up a spectacular bar tab in Tijuana and going out in style. When it eventually came, the news was bad. Not book the tickets to Mexico bad, just let's see what happens, I suppose, bad. The result? More waiting. Stasis. It struck me often over recent days, in my less solipsistic moments, that all of you lovely readers and listeners are being put through a very similar trial by our beloved Liverpool Football Club. We are all like Vladimir and Estragon in that Beckett play. Every match, every season, we come back, always hoping that things will be different, that the Godot of league success will finally arrive, but knowing, really, that more waiting is the probable outcome. Like Didi and Gogo, at any stage we could just walk away. Take up a constructive hobby, like carpet bowls, perhaps, and make ourselves feel valid, worthwhile, and not dependent on something which we can't control. But we don't. We endure. We come back. We hope. We wait. We've been waiting since 1990. Talk about the theatre of the absurd. He was more of a cricketer, but Beckett would definitely be a red. He'd just get it. Have you noticed how this season Liverpool are helping other clubs to end their long periods of waiting? I've genuinely lost track of the amount of times a commentator has informed us pre-match that Team A has not scored or won at Anfield or against the Red Men since Year B, only for our considerate lot to generously help them end that run. Sunday's match against West Bromwich Albion has another delightful stat attached to it. Did you know that the Reds have not won away from home against a Tony Pulis-managed side in the Premier League? Ball cap tone, it seems, is LFC kryptonite. The Welshman is famed for the organised and unfussy nature of his teams, and having once engaged in a naked punch-up with James Beattie, Pulis is also considered a bit of a managerial hard nut. This persona has been singularly unimpressive to Jurgen Klopp, however, and the antipathy between the two has seemed quite pronounced at times. When asked about this apparent tension, the West Brom gaffer attempted somewhat half-heartedly to defuse the scenario. There will be no problems with myself and Klopp, he averred, ignoring the very real possibility that the excitable German may have something to say about that. He's a competitive man and he wants his team to win. No problem this end. It's fine with me, whether he says nice things or bad things, whatever. Poor Tony, however, seems to have been watching another side when he thought he was watching Klopp's Reds. In a bit of staggeringly inept analysis, he dismissed the threat of Sunday's opposition as primarily from set pieces. The long ball fancier has clearly never witnessed the perpetually horrendous vista of a Liverpool corner. We've watched back tapes again in the last couple of days, and they're very good on set plays themselves, Pulis said, without even giggling. If they go with the three centre halves, they're a big team. They can be really dangerous. They get good quality in. I think both boxes will have to be defended well off set plays this week. There you have it then. A Sunday lunchtime of aerial battles and set-piece tension as two teams of big grunts play good, honest hoofball. What's not to like, eh? Even Pulis doesn't believe that guff, however, and his insistence in another interview on his side's focus on the first pass and winning second balls is far more indicative of the type of contest we are likely to see. Make no mistake, this will be a battle for Klopp's charges. West Brom will rattle into every challenge and look to unsettle our nervy defence from the start. Thankfully, Dejan Lovren reckons the much-discussed three-at-the-back defence is perfect. So we'll have no issues at all, right? With an almost Pulisician lack of insight and self-awareness, the Croatian posits the theory that Joel Matip, Ragnar Klavan and himself are quite the unit. Although it was quite amusing to see him dismiss the heralded Mark Hughes revolution at Stoke by lumping them in with West Brom as long ball merchants. Also, to be fair to Lovren, Liverpool are unbeaten when both he and Matip play, so that may be informing his confidence. Stoke is a similar team to West Brom with long balls, and we played the system quite well in the second half, he opined. I think it's a perfect mix for us. Matip in the middle, me on the right because I'm right-footed, and Raggy on the left because he's left-footed. It's quite a good mix. But also if we change, we know what we need to do. Again, the vital thing for us is to play football, and hopefully we won't be 1-0 down like against Stoke. We just need to believe in ourselves. This, I think, is the main thing. Self-confidence for every one of us. We know that we can score, always. And there, right at the end, is the real source of Lovren's confidence. His faith in his teammates to get the goals required, even if he, Joel and Raggy have a little boo-boo at the back. In the wake of the wonder strikes from Felipe Coutinho and Roberto Firmino in the Stoke game, which did exactly that, it's hard to take too much issue with the defender's assessment. Now we all just have to wait and see. Waiting and hoping again. The usual. I honestly didn't know where to start today with the things I had to choose to write about. I was looking at that absolute ghoul, Kelvin McKenzie. I wanted to write something about that, and then I thought, ugh, that's not really what I do here. I tried to make people smile a little bit. And then I was looking at Sam Allardyce talking about his cracking deal-making abilities that he had when he was, on the phone at the last minute, nailing down Mama Sacco, but sadly failed to include a clause which would see him having the option to buy Sacco at the end of this season. That just struck me as classic Sam Allardyce guff. But then I came across Lovren's quotes, and I found myself cringing, I'll be honest, and I found myself going, oh God, why do our players keep saying these silly things? And then I just thought, well, look, let's give him a break here. I mean, as I said in the piece, the record seems to show that he's justifiably confident when he's playing alongside Matip, and hopefully if the two of them are together, that record of being unbeaten will continue. I don't know how much people will take any consolation in a draw at the weekend. I think people will be quite despondent if we don't get the win. Of course, obviously it'd be twice as bad if the other alternative was to happen. But look, let's see. Let's trust Lovren's confidence. But the three at the back observations left me totally cold, I have to say. I don't even know if Jurgen Klopp really believes in that as such. It's been a way of trying to tighten up a terribly loose operation. Anyway, let's see how it goes at the weekend. Tony Pulis, always good for a laugh, that fella. Except against us, it seems, where he seems to have this horrible hoodoo over us when we're playing away from home against his teams. It would be nice, wouldn't it, if we could just one of these weeks be the team that puts an end to one of these much famed records like we've been helping other teams to do all season. Oh, I haven't scored in 77 years against Liverpool Anfield. We'll try it this week, lads. Haven't scored in 59 games against a Liverpool team. Oh, this is your turn. So maybe it would be nice if this week we could put an end to that sort of jinx that Pulis has over us. Probably couldn't happen to a nicer guy. Thank you for listening to AI Audible. You can read this episode's article along with many others on AnfieldIndex.com. You can download our AI channel app on iOS and Android. And you can find all our AI Audible episodes on Twitter at AI Audible and on AnfieldIndex.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.